to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1.
104.1.
617-931-1234. You can call or text that number. We want to know what you got into over the weekend. Becky's from Brighton. Did something with her dog. Good morning, Becky.
Hey, good morning.
He went to his my God, Becky. Sorry.
Session.
He did what?
That's okay. He went to his first therapy dog training session over the weekend.
And what is he learning to do?
He is learning to, go into, assisted living facilities and schools. And just to bring, comfort and, fun to these people.
Yeah, Elvis and I have done that quite a bit. And it's really,
awesome.
It's good for everybody.
It is. Yeah, he's a big, goofy lab, and he loves it. We have to work on a few things. We gotta work on a couple things, but we're good.
It's the first class. We'll get there.
Yeah.
Did Elvis also have to do therapy training?
Not really, because he's pretty chill and pretty mellow. So he didn't, he doesn't try to jump or anything like that. He doesn't care. He just sits there and goes, sure, pet my butt.
He's thick. He ain't a jumper. Yep. He's like
me. I mean, Neo is also thick. So we're working on that too. We're working on the weight loss. Yeah.
That's very cool. All right. Thanks for sharing that, Becky. We appreciate that. We have our good friend, Corey from Medford, who celebrated this weekend. Good morning, Corey.
Good morning, guys.
Last day of your old job was on Friday. Did you celebrate over the weekend?
Well, yeah, sort of. I went out with a few friends on Saturday night and did a little shopping for work, some new clothes. And Sunday went out for a walk to get ready for the Samaritan's 5K next Saturday.
Let's go.
And when I got home, definitely got to get warmed up for that. And when I came home, I discovered that our cat isn't crazy. She is chasing a mouse around the house.
Oh.
It's good to have
the
mouse, though. Then this way you don't have to do it yourself, because my mice are back and I spent the weekend.
Wait, your mice are back?
Yep.
Buried the lead.
Yeah. I walked downstairs the other morning and you evidence of mice, and I'm like,
I know what I'm getting you for Christmas, a cat.
Do not. Thank you, bud.
Kennedy, what's your body count now? You're like the Terminator with mice.
Well, they haven't come back. Since I've seen that they were there, they have not come back. All my secret tricks aren't working, so I don't know what I got to do, but we'll see.
Mm. All right, well, thanks.
Yeah, it's that time of the year. They're looking for a nice warm house.
They are indeed.
They found one in Quincy.
Yeah, they have.
All right, thanks, Corey. Have a great week.
Bye, buddy.
Have a good one, guys.
Allison is from Clinton. All right, she won a competition. It was Harry Potter themed. Explain what it was.
Have you ever seen the show on Netflix called Nailed It?
Yes.
No, I have not.
So Nailed It is basically they have a professional baker, chocolatier, who makes all these things, and then they have contestants on that have to replicate them.
Have you never seen that on social media when somebody posts a cake that they were trying to make and it's just so bad and they go, nailed it!
Yes, I've seen that.
That's it!
So it's a TV show about that?
Yep.
So a local art studio had a baker come in and they did a competition, and my husband signed my daughter and I up as a surprise because it was a parent-child sort of thing. And it was Harry Potter themed. So there were three rounds. The first round is we had to decorate a sugar cookie with our house, Hogwarts house seal on it. The second round was taste. So we had to make a flavored cupcake based on Harry Potter. And the third round was a cake. So we had to decorate a cake like Harry's pet owl Hedwig. And we ended up winning the whole thing.
Nailed it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And we won gift certificate to return to take some of their art classes that they offer.
That's cool. What's your Hogwarts house?
Yeah.
My Hogwarts house is Hufflepuff. My daughter's is Ravenclaw. So.
Yeah.
So which one did you decorate?
I did Hufflepuff, and she actually did Slytherin.
How old's your daughter?
Your daughter's got a dark side.
She's 9.
What's her name?
Mia.
Nice. Well,
congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations to you and Mia. That's fun.
Send us pictures.
Oh, I sure will.
All right. Bye, Allison. Have a great week.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
We have Liz from Pelham, New Hampshire. She went to a concert this weekend. Who'd you go see, Liz?
Hi. I went to go see Korn on Saturday in Mansfield.
Yeah, that's different than the Meghan Trainor show that was there.
Yeah, a little bit.
Imagine that you worked in Mansfield at the Xfinity. Was this the Xfinity Center?
It was, yeah.
So Friday night, yep. Meghan Trainor. Saturday night, Korn. That's quite the changeover.
Hey, Everyone can be a little eccentric. Eclectic. You can listen to anything.
You say you went on Saturday? Are you still wet?
Yeah, I went on Saturday.
It was downpouring Saturday.
Soaked. And we had lawn seats, too, which was not ideal. But, you know, we
not
loved
corn ideal.
And...
You didn't like sitting in the river out there?
I know, exactly. I actually took a plastic bag and I stuck my feet in them and then put my feet back into my shoes because my feet were so soaking wet.
Oh, bless.
But listen, they put on a great show, and we loved both the opener bands. It was Spirit Box and Gojira, and it was an awesome night, rain and all.
I'm trying to think. So, Korn, they did Freak on a Leash. That's probably the only song I know from them. And I remember they did didn't they do the Word Up cover from Cameo Kennedy?
Yep, they did.
Yeah. I remember those two songs from then. That's about it from that era.
Yeah.
Do a lot of young people like Korn nowadays? Like, is there a new generation that is finding them?
I wouldn't say that necessarily.
No.
I mean, I was really impressed by the turnout, though. Mansfield was packed.
Yeah.
It wasn't an open field.
Korn was huge. In
the 90s, massive. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I just didn't know we had a lot of crossover, a mix with them.
Well, listen, I like metal. I like Slipknot. I'm not like the... Exactly.
Yeah, I don't think I have any Korn songs in here, Kennedy, unfortunately.
Falling Away From Me is a good one. I like that one.
Okay.
Yeah, I bet you know Coming Undone. Yeah, there you go.
Now, this is the one, Kennedy. Do you remember this song?
Oh, sure.
Freak on a Leash?
Yeah. I mean, they were everywhere.
Mix 104.1, Boston's home for alternative rock.
In the mosh pit.
Something takes a part of me.
Look it, mix listeners are an interesting group. They like a little bit of everything.
We are.
You don't have to just like Ed freaking Sheeran. Okay, all right.
Thank you for this, Liz. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right.
Go dry off.
From me. Life's gotta always be messing with me.
Someone's tuning in right now going, what is happening on mix?
It happens all the time. He'll play some hip-hop song we've never heard of. He'll play some, you know what I mean? It happens all the time.
I try to every night, all in vain, in vain. Sometimes I can't.
This is how you get it out, right? I mean, this is just scream singing to your steering wheel. That's what I remember about this song. Oh, so good. I forgot how much I like this, Kennedy.
Oh.
I'm going down a deep rabbit hole of corners.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.